Hi, this is Nick from the Bodybuilding.com podcast. So at BBCom, we've seen and published thousands of inspiring fitness before and after stories over the last 21 years. It's actually really been 21 years, people. And all these stories make an immediate impression, but of course, a few seem to stand out and age better than others. And Declan Farmer Fit McGovern is one of those. In 2018, Declan entered the Bodybuilding.com Transformation Challenge with some coaching help from an acclaimed Australian strength coach named Vince O'Selp. And Declan's goal was to transform his life, of course, but also to win the contest and use the money for fertility treatments to help him and his wife have a second child. So fast forward a few months, and Declan had completely transformed his body with Vince's help and won the challenge. Fast forward 2 years, and he's not only still athletic and active, he's also crushed a few Spartan races and even watched his 4-year-old son do the same in Spartan kid races. And yes, he's seen a second son join the family very recently. Now that's a transformation story we can really get behind, and a transformation approach that we can proudly put forward for other people to follow. So Vince O'Selp's training approach that helped Declan is now available in BodyFit Elite in a 3-volume program called Your Transformation Starts Here. And Heather and I were actually able to talk to Vince all the way from Australia the other day. So let's listen in and hear what he had to say about his story. And God, we just talked about a lot of really interesting stuff in this conversation. So let's listen in. Thank you for talking with us today across the world.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Of course. So now, first off, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background and Elite and what kind of people you've worked with over the years.
Yeah, no worries. So a little bit about myself. I've been in the fitness industry for about 16 years now. And I kind of worked my way up. I was working at a council gym, so a local gym that basically I was a fitness instructor there. And kind of made my mark. Do you remember the show The Biggest Loser?
Of course.
And I ended up training one of the contestants and got her to lose weight and get back onto the show. And she was the biggest girl ever in Australia. So I kind of made my name from there and started getting approached by really boutique studios that train high-level athletes. And then I started this gym called Natural Muscle, which was one of the best studios in my state called Victoria. And from there, I started training AFL players, world champion boxers, and I was very fortunate to be working around unbelievable trainers as a young kid and learning from them and molding from them, even learning from the athletes. And then from there, basically started my, I had an idea to start a gym called Elite, which represents the average person being the best they can. And it formed, it was very small. I was hiring out little studios and then partnered up with a myotherapist that was working for the AFL, which is our NFL, like your NFL there. And we started something and it kind of snowballed into something big. And we work with the best A-League players, which is soccer, MMA fighters, tennis players. We just signed the contract with Tennis Australia. So these guys are the guys that train people for the Australian Open.
Oh, okay.
From a young age, so from 12 to 16. And we actually just got into partnership with them and we haven't started yet because of the coronavirus. So that came at the same time. So we're doing a development program with them. And not only that, but it was amazing because I've got, when we started up in this gym, I had the average person walk in that's never done a weight or never done a push-up, and to transform them into something that was amazing, like elite athlete, has been the most rewarding. So that's kind of my journey.
So you kind of have like a two prongs there at the same time.
Yeah,
so it sounds like you have an elite background, so to speak, but you didn't start this facility thinking that way. It's almost like that's come to you because of what you do with normal people, which is really interesting.
Exactly, yeah. So we've got, like, I would have a Nike athlete in my gym and then I would have a cancer patient. So it's so different, but I love that because it teaches me a lot about both ends of the scale.
And then I wonder what they learn from each other too.
Exactly. And they kind of feed off each other as well. One gets motivated by the other. But not all that, I've also got big Instagram people that I train. That was like Tiffany Hall, that's was in partnership with Chris Hemsworth. And So I've been training her for 8 years, and I see a lot of Instagram trainers as well. And I'll get into that later because I've learned a lot about with the coronavirus and everything shutting down, what I've seen in the last couple of months. But yeah, so that's kind of our story, and that's what we kind of want to base our training on, getting that average person that's never probably done a squat in their life and getting to do their dream goal into like running a marathon or something.
So now a few years ago, you started with working with a guy named Declan, who goes by the social media handle Farmer Fit.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he definitely was not a pro athlete, right? He was just a guy.
Oh my God. Right? With Declan, it was funny. He couldn't walk up the stairs to get to the session. His heart rate went to like 160 before we started. Wow. And he said, "Have you heard of bodybuilding.com?" And I said, "Absolutely. I mean, I grew up with that name."
Sure.
And he said, "I'm going to enter a challenge and I want to win it." And I said, "Oh, you know, it's not going to be easy. You know, we're going to really give this a crack." And I said, "But not only that, I think I want to make it realistic. I don't want to lie to the public and say, you know, just get under a bench press and you're going to transform your body." So I made it a way where the average person can relate to Declan and actually adopt training instead of kind of looking at his journey and then switching off the camera and going, "That was great," and then going back to their normal life. And, you know, Declan's sponsored by Spartan now, and he's ranked top 20 in Australia as an athlete.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Isn't it? And this guy was just, you know, a family man driving a tractor with one son, had fertility problems, you know his story. He's got his second kid now because they're healthy. And he's touched a lot of people.
So what strengths did you see in him early on? Like, there are obviously some physical weaknesses, but what strengths did you see in him that made you think, like, you know what, maybe this guy can actually, maybe not win it, but he can at least finish it?
The strengths were the determination, and there was no gray area. So when he looked in my eyes and he said, "I want to win this competition," I believed him. There was no backward step, and everything I told him to do, every second of every training program, food diary, it was down to a point. We had our ups and downs. You know, there was days where he broke mentally. He had family problems, which we all do. Life throws curveballs at you. Yeah.
Right.
And yeah, so we had our ups and downs, but there was never one day where I doubted him. And I knew towards the end, I said, "Even if we don't win, we're definitely going to give this a big crack. Mm-hmm. It's going to shock a lot of people because he transformed. I mean, unbelievable." We're just putting
It's such a great story too, because he was trying to win it specifically to pay for fertility
treatments for his family. And that drive. Just amazing. Yeah, and you know, he had days where his wife was so sick. And and there's days where he didn't believe it. He was like, "I don't know about this. There's guys that have got amazing bodies, you know, in America." And I said, "Listen, you know, our journey is different. And that might be training hard, but they're not flipping a tire in the middle of a paddock in your backyard. You know what I mean?" Mm-hmm. We just did it really raw and real. And I think that's what got him over the line.
Oh, I was going to say, what's interesting about those programs, like you just mentioned flipping a tire, and you seem to take a very, very organic approach to training where you're using what people have available. So I'm curious, you know, obviously Declan's coming in with this incredible motivation and so would an elite athlete. How do you approach the two different styles in terms of trying to find something that's going to push an athlete out of their comfort zone the way that you were able to kind of push Declan?
Yeah, so with Declan, that's a good question. So the average flip of a tire for Declan was so hard for the level he was at. So that was the challenge itself, just to get out there and actually pick up the tire and flip it. But with an athlete, you have to challenge an athlete because their base is already set. Their mindset is already been, focused on themselves for the last couple of years, yeah? So with an athlete, it's not about really learning, more so it's about challenging their body and their mind, because that can get very they can get bored very easy because athletes train day in and day out. So with an athlete, what I do is I find more their weakness instead of giving them something that they do every day. So let's say a soccer player comes to me. Obviously, I'm not going to give him running. So I'll give him mobility with a stick. I'll give him a lot of core. I'll give him boxing. So it challenges their mind. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you feel like...
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, do you feel like with athletes, you're trying to challenge, and then with someone who's not an athlete, are you also trying to challenge them, or are you trying to give them those little wins too? Because I think that's where people get so frustrated when they try to start a program.
Absolutely. That's a good point. With the average person, you have to, it's a very fine line. It's like you have to build them with confidence. If you challenge them and they're breaking, then they can get very discouraged from the program. So little short-term goals, like you said, Heather, is very important. Even like flipping a tire twice instead of trying to break them over a long period of time could have a benefit to their mindset. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so just a simple thing like getting out and walking 1 mile and coming back home. You know, remember, we're talking about people that have never exercised. So they fear exercise and they're scared and they don't know what to do. So just little short-term goals for them. It is a challenge, but it's also very rewarding and it's very achievable. That's what I've realized. So I have an average person walking to the gym and they see an athlete doing a muscle up, okay? And they go, wow, that's amazing, but they have no interest in trying it. Does that make sense?
Like, yeah, you see that kind of pushback in CrossFit gyms for some people where they'll see the crazy moves and they're like, that's cool.
Yes.
I don't want to do that.
That's so, it's exactly right. And like the average mom that just had a baby, if I show her a muscle up, she's going to say, oh my God, that's fantastic. I don't want to try that. Do you know what I mean? So
don't make me.
So what you can do is they just want to move their body. They want to build their confidence up. And I think confidence is a very big factor with training, because when you build someone's confidence up and their body, even their body image and their mindset has a different aura about it when they walk into a gym, then you can try other training methods and programs. But I think that starting program is very critical, and that's what people miss. So I could go post something right now. Let's say I did 100 burpees. People are going to look at it and go, that's amazing. But I'll tell you now, 80% of the people aren't going to try it.
Nor should they.
Exactly. They're going to say, oh, that's fantastic, Vince. Well done. So, but if you show someone how to squat properly and the benefits of a squat that's going to help their lifestyle, I think they'll be more interested.
Now, tell me if you encounter this same issue, because I've been a personal trainer for 15 years and people want it to be more complicated. They want it to be fancier. They want the bells and whistles. They want all the new, you know, craziest implements and machines. And please don't get offended. I've taken a look at some of your programs and they look very simple.
Yes.
They're very, very simple. It's a handful of exercises. You do them over and over again, but they're effective.
Yes.
So do you ever encounter that kind of pushback where this isn't going to work for me because it's just too easy or
absolutely.
Too simple?
Absolutely. So, you know, the lights, and we got gyms here that are, you know, bright lights and DJs and all that, but I think
DJs,
that's
cool.
It's really cool. But what happens is it misses the point of this. It's education. It's educating people to do the right things, not about lights and music, because the gyms that they go to with the lights and music. I train a spinal surgeon, the leading spinal surgeon in Victoria, and the amount of injuries that come out of there. Because they just throw people into a class. People's body types are different. Everyone's doing the same exercise. So I think educating the person on what they're doing and their goal and where their body can get to motivates them to get to that, what you're talking about, Heather. So the lights and the equipment and all that, you can say, yeah, you can get there. But right now, you have to build your body to get there. Does that make sense? So I think it's education, and I think it's the way we communicate it and it's the way we present the training program.
Mm-hmm. So okay. Let's talk a little bit about the program that you envisioned for Declan and that you started to create for him.
Yep.
What you felt like, tell us like what you felt like he needed, and you know how you could take a program like that and create it for other people as well. Start to envision it for like helping people from all over the world to
absolutely
do a little bit of the same thing that Declan did.
So when I see Declan, I've seen a body that hasn't moved functional for 10 years. It was an overweight body that was used to one routine, very stiff, cardiovascular, shocking, blood pressure high. So I started from the beginning. I just started things like squatting, crawling, push-ups, one chin up, just to get his base going. So it wasn't about really chucking him under a bench press yet. It was about getting his body used to training again and getting his mind loving training, not breaking his body. So not making him so sore where he's like, oh, my God, I don't want to train for another 10 days. Making him want to come back. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So going, absolutely. Oh, that was great. You know, I really enjoyed that. You know, I'm not training him like an athlete yet. I'm just moving his body and getting his endorphins going again, getting him liking training. Because, you know, guys, yourselves, when someone doesn't like an atmosphere, they won't come. You know, and they won't enjoy it. They won't enjoy it. And it's all about the environment. It's about the energy and it's about the person. So first thing I did was work on his mindset and get his body, let's call it a platform, the platform right to start the hard workouts, if that makes any sense.
Oh, it's interesting that you mentioned crawling in there too, right? Because that's how we all started moving.
Correct.
Every single one of us had to crawl before we could walk. But it's kind of, having done a lot of crawling and having worked with some coaches and personal trainers who were really big fans of crawling, it can be kind of humiliating for people at first because they think that they outgrew it, right? And it's not a great feeling to realize that you suck at crawling. But it's I know some coaches, both for athletes, NFL players, they have them do a ton of crawling. But for everyday people too, crawling is it's a big part of just building that foundational body awareness. So what do you like about it? Because spoiler alert, it is also in at least one workout a week throughout the your transformation starts
it's
here.
It's in every single,
So why do you like it and why do you think it's an essential part of a plan?
So like you said, you made a good point about crawling. It's one of the first things we do as human beings, you know, before we can start walking. So it's a very functional movement that your body was used to. But then we, you know, life kicks in, we start walking and we're on our iPhones and we're hunching over. And the crawling method is so effective. It works every muscle in your body without impact. So the only impact you got is your body weight on your joints, on the ground. Mm-hmm. It's functional and it makes the person concentrate because it's actually a movement where you're going right hand, left, left hand, right foot. So it's making them think about their body. And it also makes them aware of how stiff their body is. So when you crawl and you're all over the place, you kind of think to yourself, oh, my God, I really need to stretch, or I can't believe I can't crawl. So it shows you where you're at with your body. Does that make any
absolutely,
sense?
Absolutely, yeah. Some of the hardest workouts I've done are those animal flow grappling type workouts.
Exactly. It's very good for you know, mobility, because it opens up your body and it activates your core, and it's just an all round amazing exercise. And like the spinal surgeon says, you know, if you can walk, you can crawl. If you can crawl, you can run. So it's that method, you know. Mm-hmm. And I've seen it work over and over and over. And I've seen some trainers, people start in the gym and they're deadlifting straight away. You don't need it. Mm-hmm. You know, you need to build your body in a functional way from the start, and then you can build up to that. That's my opinion.
Well, and just to be clear, we're not talking about, like, there are all different kinds of crawling. There's leopard crawling and alligator crawling and all of these things. But in this particular program, it's pretty straightforward bear crawl.
Straightforward bear crawl.
Hands and feet.
Hands and feet.
Anyone can do it.
Anyone can do it. You know,
so, but one thing you said that was kind of interesting there was you said, you know, you get somebody on the ground and they start thinking, I need to stretch more, but maybe the crawling is the thing that does what they want stretching to do anyway.
Exactly. It does everything. And it's amazing to look on people's faces when they look at you and go, oh my God, I don't know how to crawl. And these are like office people that have hunched over for 15 years that have just started gym. And it really gets their brain going and goes, no, I want to conquer this. I should be able to crawl. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's like a challenge in their own brain. I should be able to crawl. I should be able to walk better. I should be able to run. Just the functional things that the human body should be able to do that we are losing over time. If you look at people's bodies, you know, we're losing that functional movement on our phones, computer, you know, all weights. And people's body is just so stiff and it's not mm-hmm. moving right. Injuries through the roof. And
right.
I think we've got to kind of bring it back a little bit, if that makes, mm-hmm. yeah.
Now, let me ask you this, because I've noticed I'm working from home, obviously, we're yeah. social distancing, as looks like, as are you.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that either yourself or with your clients that you're feeling more stiff or kind of more sore? Because I've noticed that my back hurts more because I'm sitting more than I used to.
Oh, my God. My body, like, I'm lying down more, I'm watching TV more. And I get up and I feel the stiffness in my body. And it just goes to show you, because I'm not moving free. And I'm running, I'm bike riding, but I'm definitely isolated more. So my body's in one position longer than it normally is because my routine's out of the window. So
do you see this yeah. as something that will lead people to want to work out more once they're able to kind of...
Absolutely. I think, guys, if the trainers, correct me if I'm wrong, but... You know, trainers that have been out there that are amazing trainers that have based their whole life on one-on-one physical appearance trainers that have never been online. I think the coronavirus here has taught us a lesson where good trainers have to come out of the woodworks now and put amazing programs together to actually benefit people online now. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? So yeah. I know amazing trainers that don't even have Instagram that are changing the world and they're like in their 50s. I think this has taught us now to really put quality and time into online training. That's what I've learned from this coronavirus now. So I think it's time for us to get together and go, you know what? How can I do what I do in my day-to-day life, but on a platform online now and actually make someone either become an athlete from home or someone to build them from home where they get to a gym and they're doing all the fancy whistles and bells now. Mm-hmm. And that's where I think we as trainers around the world can get together and help people. Because you know, you guys know that everyone's come out of the woodworks now. I see on my phone, I know people that aren't even trainers and they got online programs. Mm-hmm. And they're showing what they do, but they don't show what people can do for them. So that's yeah. what we have to do. We have to put our time and experience and show people and give them an option to have a program that works for them, not what really what I do. Or, you know, Heather, like you're probably advanced and, you know, we can, you know, we could do a lot of things, but what about the person that's right now on the couch with a chocolate bar and hates the gym? How can we touch those people and go, I've got a program for you where I can get you to that level? Mm-hmm. Is that, you know? And the coronavirus Absolutely. Has kind of taught me that now, because I put so much energy into one-on-one face value and, mm-hmm. you know, touching and feeling. Now I've kind of stepped back and said, all right, let's help people that are stuck. And I think this is teaching me now that we can put some quality programs out there for people.
So let's use that as a segue. Let's talk a little bit about this actual program, Your Transformation yes. Starts Here. Yes. Tell us what it's three phases, 3 6-week phases, 18 weeks, although theoretically you yep. could totally repeat any phase of it. What's your vision of what it would do for someone and how they would change over the course of 18 weeks? What are you trying to help someone realize?
So my goal is here, is similar to Declan's, but different, is to build a foundation for beginners. So to have a beginner get to the point where they're very confident with their body, and they're confident with the movement of their body. So when they walk into a gym one day, if they want to walk into a gym, they're not intimidated to try things, to learn from things either. Because, you know, when people walk into a gym, they're new, they could get a little bit intimidated. You know, there's guys with good bodies. You know, there's guys chucking backflips in the corner. And It can have an effect on their energy. But if you walk in with confidence and you kind of know your ability, that's a good way I can kind of put it. Knowing what your body can do, you can communicate better to trainers and know what you're doing in the future as well with that trainer. So my goal is to get to the average person, to get their body moving, and the intermediate and advanced program is to challenge them after they kind of have accomplished knowing what their body can do with the beginner's program.
So now, and one thing that I've noticed is a big component of what of this style of training is you don't use a lot of straight sets. You're a big fan of circuits.
Yes.
And they're not like crazy, sweaty, blood on the floor kind of circuits necessarily, but almost everything you do is in a circuit format in this. Tell us a little bit about why you like circuits versus straight sets and what they can do for somebody and what you've seen them do for your clients.
So with the beginners and the functional build-up, I try to get their heart rate to a certain level, obviously, we want to burn a little bit of body fat and we want to build on their endurance as well. I just don't want them to just bear crawl and get up and just look at the wall.
Right. So, yeah, no, it's not like a mile of bear crawling.
You know, so I want their brain to be constantly stimulated and have little targets while they're doing that circuit. And I think that's important for the body as well. Not only to burn fat, but to kind of understand where their fitness level's at as well. And with the advanced and intermediate and advanced, obviously it increases and that's more challenging as it goes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And another thing I noticed a lot of in here is there's a lot of walking. You know, and once upon a time we published all these bodybuilder focused programs that they basically said, do your cardio. And either the person did their cardio or they didn't do their cardio. And the cardio was whatever they wanted it to be. But I feel like in the last few years, a lot of smart coaches have really started coming forward and saying, okay, you do your lifting and then walk. And
walk.
You know what? Walk 60 minutes today, walk 30 minutes tomorrow.
Yep.
What is that? Is that a secret weapon you feel like?
Yeah. I think the walking is relatable. Mm-hmm. Because it's something we've done for hundreds of years. Instead of kind of saying to someone, you know, go on that elliptical trainer for 3.5 hours staring at the TV wall. So, you know, walking is therapeutic. It's meditation. You can put your headphones in. You're in your own space. You can think about things. You can, you know, solve problems in your mind. But not only that, it's less impact on your body. It's great for fat burning. It's great for recovery. The benefits outweigh everything. And it's relatable because when you say to someone, walk, they go, I know how to do that. I definitely know how to do that. So we're working with them with that as well. And I've never got negative feedback from walking. I have got negative feedback when I say, go climb that mountain or go on a treadmill for 3 hours. They don't like that. So, and one more point, sorry, I wanted to touch up on the program is, I don't know if you guys realize, but we're losing time as life goes. Everything's fast. And all I hear from people is, I'm in a rush, there's no time, I'm late, time. And people have families and relationships. Hence why I did quick workouts with circuits as well. Mm-hmm. Because one thing, even when I came to bodybuilding.com and we're in the meeting with Jazz, someone threw something out there to me and it was, I forgot his name, my apologies, but he said, I don't have 20 minutes in my life. And I said, okay, how about if I write you a 10-minute program? And he said, you write me a 10-minute program. And he goes, and I'll do it. So the time factor is very important too. Have you guys realized with the coronavirus, I feel like we've got so much time and it feels amazing.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, and some really elemental parts of our lives, like walking, just have a greater appeal than they ever did. Like, I can't tell you how excited people get about walking outside. I think it's easy to look at the coronavirus and say, it's going to be the fitness revolution. And it might be. But I think so. It could also just be like the simple movement revolution, because people are starting to realize, I feel better when I move.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think this is going to help our industry. And I've seen people that are 100 kilos that never take up the word health, saying, what's immune system? Because you know how the coronavirus is attacking the immune system. So that's all people are talking about now. And I've heard people say to me, how do I build my immune system, that have never trained?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I think this has started awareness of people sitting there going, oh my God, what is my health? What's happening? Look, what is my immune system? How do I build my immune system? What do I do? Mm-hmm. Where do I go? So
it's not by taking a medication. It's by fixing many things in your life.
Many things. Movements, training, diet, mindset, stress levels. And I think this has started awareness now for people to go, oh my God, health matters, because one little virus has stopped the whole world. You know, the whole world, not just one country. And everyone's kind of scared now. You know, everyone's like, maybe I should walk, or maybe I should, you know, I walk on the streets and I see kids playing and people playing basketball now, and people are moving more. It's weird. It's like people have realized, I think we'll be in isolation before coronavirus. Like our mindset has.
Oh, totally.
Do you know what I mean? Time, everyone's stressed out, fast. And now it's just like, I think we can learn a lot from this. I know there's more to learn and it's coming to me every day.
It's going to be coming for years. But when I started looking at this program initially, I remember thinking, like, it's not crazy. Like, it's not a super intense program, but the more time I've spent with it, the more I realize that it's quite up to the task of building a well-rounded, resilient individual.
Yes.
And that's going to be the client of the future, is somebody saying, hey, you know, no, I don't give a shit about doing a bikini show. I want to be resilient.
Bang. That's it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's so true. Like, yeah, it's about a person going, I feel great. I'm a dad of three, let's say. I'm not me personally, but I just want to be healthy for my kids and be able to run with them when they're 15, 16 years old. That's the goals that I'm hearing now. Not about bikini modeling anymore. I just want to be able to ride a bike with my kids. I want to be able to hike. I want to be able to move with my family. So what you said is very right. They want to be resilient and they want to be healthy. Mm-hmm. And what does healthy represent? That's where we have to show them.
Absolutely.
Okay, so tell us, Vince, if people want to learn more about you and about Elite, where do they find you online?
So with us, basically, we got an Instagram page, Elite Training Sports and Medicine. They can find out more about us online. But really, because we're based in Australia, we've got a big word of mouth kind of social networking. It's not my strengths, really, the social media side, because I've focused so much on my career helping people. I never really take out a camera and tape it. I'm so involved in the client. So Declan's kind of taught me about that, because he's really good at social media. But I think when the program's up and going and there's a link, I want my clients here or people from Australia to link to bodybuilder.com to follow it.
Yeah.
So
well, I love that you're giving a voice to those trainers that are not as social media savvy, because there's a lot of good ones out there. So thank you for doing that.
Yeah. And I want them to come out of the woodworks and let's help people now. Let's put our time and energy into building real training programs to help people, not just to build up our own Instagram and really get in touch with people. Because if we do that, I think that's going to take it to another level.
Great. Well, Vince, thanks so much for talking with us.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. And it's good to see the face behind the voice.
Oh, yeah. What a voice. You expected more hair, didn't you? Come on, be honest.
From both of us, I imagine.